More than 90 athletes seeking to reform Bobsleigh Canada skeleton don't know what lies around the next curve after the national governing body's annual general meeting was adjourned September 29 in Calgary. President and acting CEO Sarah Story tabled the annual financial report, but refused to allow a vote on her leadership due to alleged concerns over membership eligibility. Under federal law, the meeting must continue by November 7, and BCS bylaws require 21 to 35 days notice to members. Mirella Ranova, who competed in skeleton at Beijing 2022, would rather have her mind on training for the International Bobsleigh and Skeleton Federation World Cup season, which starts November 22-27 at the Whistler Sliding Center. But the long-term future of the two sliding sports in Canada is at stake. A lot of us are hanging around just to kind of see the change happen, and maybe if the change is positive, stick around for another Olympics, Ranova said in an interview. I think Canada can be such a medal contender, in skeleton and bobsleigh, there's so much potential here, we're just severely under-resourced. That comes from the current leadership. In March, after a disappointing Olympics, the group of sliders called for Story and High Performance Director Chris LeBihan to resign over a combination of toxic culture, inadequate safety, lack of transparency and poor governance at BCS. Federal Sport Minister Pascal Street-Ange ordered an audit in April. Ranova and others thought the annual general meeting would be their chance to turn the corner and elect sport psychologist Tara McNeil to replace Story. Frustration with Story's leadership had festered since her original 2014 election. As vice president, she helped draft a new version of BCS bylaws in 2013 and was accused of using those new rules to win the presidency. Story is also the BCS acting chief executive, despite the Canadian Sport Governance Code stating that no board member should be chief executive during their term as a director. Father Bob Story is a former Olympic bobsledder and IBSF president, and her brother Max is an Olympic bid and organizing consultant. During the meeting, Story thwarted motions for the vote because BCS said it had received credible information that there had been irregularities in verifying memberships through BCS's provincial affiliates, so it was unable to determine eligibility to vote or be elected to the board. It is of the utmost importance to the board of directors of BCS that the fairness and integrity of the decisions to be made at the annual general meeting of BCS is preserved, said a statement from BCS. BCS is now working with its provincial partners to verify its members for the purpose of the AGM and to give notice for a date and time to reconvene. The financial report showed Sport Canada contributed 73% of BCS's $4.12 million revenue in the year ended March 31, 2022, which also included $412,600 from the Canadian Olympic Committee, $278,176 from sponsors, and $210,530 from IBSF. BCS was left with almost $21,000 in surplus after spending more than $4.1 million. The biggest line item was the national bobsleigh team at $2.29 million. Skeleton cost nearly $462,000. Ranova said the meeting had been scheduled for just 2 hours after bobsledders had finished testing and training, but that didn't stop them from attending. She said she unsuccessfully pushed for the vote, but the meeting ended up being very much aligned with how the organization has been run for the past 8 years. I would like to hold BCS accountable to the bylaws and policies and the procedure of the meeting, Ranova said. And so the motion was seconded right away, when I first put it forward, by another athlete. I said you guys have to be accountable to your policies, you can't just use the policies when it suits you. Jacqueline Lauberg, a former skeleton athlete, expected surprises, but is disappointed the vote was delayed. She had been working under the rules to bring proxy memberships and votes from athletes, family and alumni unable to attend the meeting in person. But, suddenly, 2 days before the meeting, BCS wanted provincial affiliates to notarize their membership lists. The meeting started a half hour late and lasted more than 4 hours, including a break that was announced for 5 minutes but lasted 90. Lauberg called it a debacle, but was encouraged that Sport Canada and Athletes Can, the Association of National Team Athletes, sent observers. She hopes one or both will intervene. I walked out of there being like, the athletes are 100% united in that room, Lauberg said. On August 1, the newly formed Federal Office of the Sport Integrity Commissioner said it had no jurisdiction to investigate BCS, because BCS had not signed on to the program. That prompted another letter to St. Ange and the heads of Own the Podium, Canadian Olympic Committee and Sport Canada, expressing frustration that the Athlete Facilitation Committee had made no headway. "We have seen no acknowledgement, attention, or resolution by BCS leadership and administration to address the concerns athletes have raised," said the August 12 letter. A request for comment from St. Ange was not fulfilled before deadline.